All right, everybody, when J.D. Vance and Donald Trump said ceasefire, they mean the United States was going to cease firing, and in return, Iran was going to continue to control the Strait of Hormuz and close it down at its own will. We have dug ourselves into a deeper and deeper hole with no off-ramp, and now J.D. Vance is so tied to this war that I do believe his 2028 chances are dropping by the day. Donald Trump seems to be spiraling and losing his mind, and now J.D. Vance just blew up on himself. Yesterday, he made a promise on camera about the Israelis, saying the Israelis have offered to check themselves in Lebanon in order to tone down and de-escalate this war. It seems like the Trump administration is firing on all cylinders desperately trying in any way to get the Israelis to tone down their strikes, but Israel continues, therefore breaking the ceasefire almost immediately. And then, of course, Iran returned fire, then Lebanon returned fire. It became a whole mess, but Lebanon is getting hit uniquely hard. They have had thousands and thousands of civilian casualties, which is despicable. Dan Hodges points out, the reality of what happened is now clear. Trump ramped up the rhetoric to hysterical levels, again. Iran called his bluff, again. He needed an off-ramp, so he asked Pakistan to negotiate it. They agreed to Iran's terms. Then he completely invented different terms to try and save face. It's childish. It's infantile. I almost can't believe this is the foreign policy of the United States. We have an infantile president who's throwing a tantrum on the world stage and threatening genocide, then backing off when he realizes that he can find an off-ramp by agreeing to all of Iran's points. And listen, Iran's points, it's not that a ceasefire on Iran's terms is necessarily bad. It's that Iran's specific terms said they get perpetual control of the Strait of Hormuz, which legitimizes a form of ruling where any country with a coast can just point missiles off that coast and control shipping. It's a return to the world order of 150 years ago, pre-NATO, when things were much, much worse. And here's Donald Trump wanting to legitimize that, as he has this entire time. Let's break this down. Let's break down J.D. Vance getting immediately undermined by our allies in Israel, and we'll walk through all of this in a steady-handed manner. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are so close to 2 million subscribers. That's because of you all. We're building a beautiful, healthy, pro-democracy community. Let's waste no time and jump in with this clip of J.D. Vance detailing how the Israelis have offered to check themselves in Lebanon. Then I'll show you what's actually happening in Lebanon. Then I'll show you what's actually happening to the deal that Trump was running victory laps about.
There seems to be a disagreement about whether Lebanon was included in this proposal. And the Speaker of the Parliament, who you're going to sit across from the table from in Islamabad, has just said that he thinks negotiations would be unreasonable while that war is ongoing. So would you ask Israel to hold off strikes to allow some space for these talks?
Well, first of all, I know there's been some conversations between the Israelis and the leadership of our country today. I haven't been involved in that because I've been busy doing stuff in Hungary. I'm actually supposed to get an update when I get on the plane, but let me say a couple things. First of all, I actually think, and there's a lot of bad faith negotiation and a lot of bad faith, you know, propaganda going on. I think this comes from a legitimate misunderstanding. I think the Iranians thought that the ceasefire included Lebanon, and it just didn't. We never made that promise. We never indicated that was going to be the case. What we said is that the ceasefire would be focused on Iran, and the ceasefire would be focused on America's allies, both Israel and the Gulf Arab states. Now, that said, the Israelis, as I understand it, again, I'm supposed to get a fuller report when I get on the plane, have actually offered to be, frankly, to check themselves a little bit in Lebanon because they want to make sure that our negotiation is successful. That's not.
Well, guess what? J.D. Vance was immediately made to look silly, as he always does, because Israel, right after this, committed war crimes in Lebanon. And I'm not exaggerating there. French President Emmanuel Macron, on Wednesday, criticized recent Israeli strikes in Lebanon, which have put the U.S.-Iranian ceasefire on shaky ground, and said he's spoken with its leaders. Macron said he had just spoken with Lebanese President Joseph Aoun and Prime Minister Nawaf Salam. Quote, I expressed France's full solidarity in the face of the indiscriminate strikes carried out by Israel in Lebanon today. I mean, we have serious allies, serious NATO leaders on the world stage coming out and condemning the Israeli strikes against Lebanon that J.D. Vance said wouldn't happen. Barak Ravid points out, since VP Vance said yesterday that the Israelis, quote, offered to check themselves a little bit in Lebanon, Israeli attacks have continued, including the evacuation orders for Beirut and a ground operation in the biggest town in southern Lebanon. They had strikes that killed hundreds. The attacks hit more than 100 sites in 10 minutes, and the civilian casualty level is rising and rising to war crime levels, quite literally. Here's J.D. Vance using an analogy that is beneath anybody holding office, but especially like a Yale grad. Didn't you go to Yale? This analogy, it's not that it's like inappropriate, it's just offensively bad. Take a listen to this.
The second thing Golubov said, which again I found fascinating, is he said, "We refuse to give up the right to enrichment." And I thought to myself, you know what? My wife has the right to skydive, but she doesn't jump out of an airplane because she and I have an agreement that she's not going to do that because I don't want my wife jumping out of an airplane. We don't really concern ourselves with what they claim they have the right to do. We concern ourselves with what they actually do. And I think the president's been very clear on the enrichment question.
Okay. Beyond his main central point about enriched uranium, we talk about that a lot on the show. What the hell was that analogy? My wife has the right to skydive, but she doesn't jump out of an airplane because she and I have an agreement that she's not going to do that, all right? Really great imagery there, J.D. Vance. Just great imagery. While J.D. Vance was saying this, Israel was planning horrifying strikes in Beirut and Lebanon. Nearly 100 Israeli strikes hit in less than 10 minutes in broad daylight with rush hour traffic heard in the background, at least 89 killed. I'm not even going to play the horrifying scenes in this video, but Iran then decided to reclose the Strait of Hormuz down to a point where only about 4 vessels pass per day, and then they upped that amount to no more than 15 vessels passing per day compared to the over 100 vessels that we had February 28th when this war was launched. So good job. We've completely obliterated the ceasefire. We haven't actually obliterated the enriched uranium or their ability to make it, and Iran now seems to have a perpetual weapon via the Strait of Hormuz. Israel isn't calming down. I mean, I'm checking CNN right now. If you look at the CNN live updates, there's still strikes going on. People are saying these are the darkest days in Lebanon's recent history. 100 Israeli airstrikes, hundreds of people killed, 1,200 wounded. And this was 24 hours ago. Iran's parliament speaker then came out and said that 3 clauses of the ceasefire agreement have been violated. Listen, you guys know that Micah Irfan, my lead policy advisor, is Iranian-American himself. He has family there. He has family that grew up there, and they say the regime is awful. The people that live there want to be freed from the regime. But it takes a lot for the Iranian regime to actually be sort of correct over Donald Trump. They're right. Israel has been breaking this ceasefire. It takes a lot for someone like me to be more understanding of where the Iranian regime is coming from, but in this scenario, I understand it. Iran is calling the bluff of our president, who's committing genocide with weapons of mass destruction for a religious reason, the same thing that we were trying to stop them from doing. If you want more moral clarity on the Adam Mockler feed and more breaking news, make sure you drop a like and subscribe. We will continue to push back every single day in a relentless manner. I love you all, and peace out.